All right, so that is the cosmological argument. The next argument here is the ontological argument. So this one is based on being, right? So he says the ontological argument is in some ways the most fascinating and exasperating, right, of all the classical arguments, right? And because there's various versions of, like the other arguments, there's various versions of this kind of argument and that sort of thing. But it is kind of exasperating, and we'll see that as we go through here. It's fascinating, but exasperating. So it
Interesting.
gives us a simplified, kind of formulation of the ontological argument. And it goes something like this. Premise one, God has all perfection. That's kind of the definition of who God is. Premise two, existence is a perfection. And so the conclusion is, therefore, God exists, right? So if God has all the perfections and existence is a perfection, then God must exist. So this is a valid deductive argument, right? Yeah. So that's kind of the basis of the ontological argument.
And that was the first one that I interacted with in Philosophy 101 class, and I was like, I'm hooked. That's the one.